This is State House Week, a look back at events of the South Carolina legislature. I'm Russ McKinney, South Carolina ETV Radio. Governor Nikki Haley delivered her fifth State of the State speech Wednesday night, amid much anticipation about what she would say about finding new money to fix the state's crumbling roads. That's expected to perhaps be the biggest issue the General Assembly will grapple with this year. Haley had previously indicated that she would veto a hike in the state's 16.75 cents per gallon gas tax to help pay for the billions of dollars needed for road work. But Haley told state lawmakers that she would go along with a 10-cent a gallon increase in the gas tax over the next 3 years on two conditions: reducing the state's personal income tax rate from 7% to 5% and restructuring the state Department of Transportation, which manages highway needs.
Let's increase the gas tax by 10 cents over the next 3 years, and let's dedicate that money entirely toward improving our roads. That will keep our gas tax below both Georgia and North Carolina, and we can do it without harming our economy, because when coupled with the 30% income tax cut, it still represents one of the largest tax cuts in South Carolina history.
As she did in her inaugural address last week, Haley was blunt and to the point that legislators should fix state ethics laws, especially those that apply to them.
The spirit of cooperation, the commitment to moving our state forward that defined our shared efforts on education, sadly did not extend to the reform of our ethics laws that South Carolina so desperately needs. Many words have been spoken on this issue, and much time wasted in these chambers with no result. I believe I have said all I need to. You all know exactly where I stand. Reform our ethics laws. Restore the public's faith in our government. Let's do it right, and let's do it now.
The governor announced a new education initiative aimed at keeping good teachers in poor, lagging school districts. Under the plan, new and current teachers could get free college and graduate school tuition in return for commitments to teach in those districts.
These options aren't just available to new teachers. They're available to all teachers. We want that shining star teaching in Lexington to decide it's time to take on a new challenge and teach in Denmark. Because nothing can ignite a child's desire to learn quite like a great teacher. We need those great teachers going to our rural schools, touching our most at-risk students, and we need them staying there. Now we've given them an added incentive to do just that.
In the Democratic response to the governor's speech, Senator Joel Lurie of Columbia zeroed in on the roads issue, saying state roads are deplorable and unsafe.
In short, we need an excess of $1 billion a year to make a difference and address a problem that has gone neglected for decades. We shouldn't have to wait for a bridge to collapse and suffer the loss of human life. The people of our state elect us to make tough decisions. These decisions must focus on two key areas: priority funding and a fair distribution of revenue. My friends, the money's not going to fall from the sky. If we want better roads, we're going to have to pay for them. Anyone that tells you we can do this without new revenue is not serious about addressing the problem. All options should be on the table. Let's do this right. Let's do it this year.
In the remaining months of this year's session, the challenge now for lawmakers will be trying to somehow find consensus on how best to pay for road repairs. State House Week, a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. I'm Russ McKinney. Join me again next Friday for a look at events of the South Carolina legislature.